The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Nothing is wasted, not even time. How is that possible? And Christianity is not, according to Jesus, a social program. And finally, watch out for the fake movies playing in our minds.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Any topic, of course, is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. Oh, no. No, no, no. We don't do professional radio around here. No, ma'am. No, sir. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. First and foremost, I want to let you know a couple things right off the bat. We have a new sponsor. What? Yay! And actually, we call them ministry partners. We have a new ministry partner, Kimberly McQuinn Ellis, going to be joining on board. She is a real estate agent with Fathom Realty. We're going to get all that information, but I'm just telling you ahead of time, letting you know ahead of time, so you can know ahead of time. Her commercial will be coming, her information regarding her website, how to contact her, what kind of experiences she has, what areas she's working in, what she's trying to help people with, coming soon. That should be like a billboard. Coming soon. Like the old movies, remember? Kimberly McQuinn Ellis, gonna be hanging out with us, gonna be in the studio in the early part of February. It'll be great to have her. We look forward to it, and we're very excited. There will be no, watch this, no calendar stuff today. You wanna know why? Take a guess.
Because there is none?
No, because I lost my sheet of paper.
Oh.
See, I had this sheet of paper, and I had all the stuff, right? And I lost it. I mean, it's just like, if it wasn't tied to me by some metal cord, I mean, it'd just be gone. I mean, I lost it. Is that sad? So if you find something that you want to share with me that that's a celebration today, that's fine. I can always tell you it's the day after cheese day. I can tell you that. Let me give you a quick update on the Internal Revenue Service and what's going on with He Must Increase Ministry. Now, I've told you before, Dave is a patient guy. Have you ever noticed how patient I am? I am so patient. I should be a doctor. We'll talk about that later since I got my invitation today to join a PhD club for biblical exegetical positions in biblical truth. And so I'm highly considering it, but I did get an official invitation this morning. So I should be a doctor. But anyway, the joke is I'm so patient, I should be a doctor. Here's why. Because only 6 days ago, I sent my IRS form in. So what did I do? 6 days later. Now, they say 90 days, right? So I called up today because it's been 6 days, and you're thinking, well, why didn't you wait 90 days, right? I mean, this was supposed to wait.
Yeah, it is coming up on tax time. They're a little busy.
Yeah, they're a little busy. They get 70,000 requests like this every year. And the reason is because my EIN number in my application, they weren't syncing on online for some reason. So I just called to ask her. And then I thought to myself, I was supposed to wait 90 days. I waited six. My only justification is the Lord took 6 days to create the world.
So, you're excited.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. We've got it all kind of nailed down, where down by the grace of God. It'll be there. But I did also, so we are moving forward. They do have it, and they are reviewing it. So everything looks really good.
They say
good.
That to everyone.
I know. I know, but she was so nice. She was
we
so nice
it.
On the phone.
Oh, yeah. They're working
oh, yeah, we got
on it,
it.
Right
we're,
now.
We're looking at it. She's probably like filing, you know, like filing
no
her nails.
Worries.
Or doing a little crossword puzzle. Yeah. Yes, yes, Mr. Spoon. What else, Mr. Spoon? Anyhow.
She's eating a sandwich.
What are you going to do? Liberty University sent me an invitation to enter a PhD degree format for biblical exposition. I am seriously considering it, but they have made an official invitation. So I told Noel, I said, even if I don't do it, I want to frame the piece of paper so that I can put it on my wall so I can say, see, I coulda. See, that's, is that, you like that? It's kind of cheap, isn't it? All right, it's a little cheap, but, you know, hey, it's a printed piece of paper. That counts. All right, next segment, we're doing baloney, Bible baloney beatdown.
Okay.
So I'll let you know that ahead of time. This segment, I want to talk to you about something else.
All right.
All right. By the way, you doing good?
I'm fine, yes.
You seem like you're in good spirits. You like
it's Tuesday, right?
Yeah, it's Tuesday. After today, it's Wednesday, Thursday, then Friday. Okay.
I never know what day it is.
Friday, that's the day manna. That's where the manna was best eaten. It was on Friday because they fried the manna. All right, never mind. Here we go. John chapter 6, verse 12. I do my best, folks. John chapter 6, verse 12 says this. When they were full, Jesus told his disciples, collect the leftovers so that nothing is wasted. Collect the leftovers so that nothing is wasted. I got a message for you that you're going to think is absolutely bizarre. No, really bizarre. Ready? Get this. God doesn't throw away things. In the sense that you and I throw them away, God doesn't throw them away. Even when Satan rebelled, instead of just tossing him, instead of crumpling him up like a ball and tossing him in the trash can, the Lord decided to use him. And when we talk about God not wasting anything, so here's Jesus. He does a miracle. There's baskets of food left over, baskets of fish left over, baskets for the people to get nourishment. And Jesus goes, pick those up. Don't let anything be wasted. Well, let me tell you something that's superbly important about that. That includes you. You think I'm a basket? No. Well, basket case. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that God doesn't waste you. You are a child of the Most High God. And your king is in control of time. Did you know that? God, the scripture teaches us, created time. And God is able to, get this, redeem the time. So there's things that you and I will go through in life, and it's like, oh my goodness, we blew this and we blew this, and what a terrible thing. We didn't really use the best use of our time here. And when we were bad and weren't in Christianity, we were terrible. Oh, I get it. But God is able to redeem the time, and I will show you by example how this is true. Have you ever gone through an experience where the experience was so good or even so bad that you forgot the other? In other words, have you ever gone through something and it was just such a good season that you're like, ah, this is like great. Life is great. I'm not even thinking about it. Everything else is just things are fantastic. Or vice versa. Have you ever gone through a season that was so bad you can't even remember the good? It's so hard. It's so difficult. You don't even remember what that's like. Well, it's an amazing element that God is able to redeem time for the believer and make the quality of our time 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 5 years seem like 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years. You think, well, how can God do that? He owns time. He doesn't subject himself to time. He owns it. I think there's a real lacking of education in regards to the qualities and the attributes of God. God is not confined. He's not confined by our finite laws. And it's just like, just think about that principle. And people will joke, oh, can God create a rock that he couldn't lift? No, he's omniscient. He's all-powerful and all-knowing. He's omnipotent, omniscient, and he's everywhere. And no, he couldn't make a rock he couldn't lift because he's all-powerful. So yeah, no. That's your answer for those people that are looking for the philosophical answer. And in regards to your life, can he redeem what time is left and make the time that's left seem much longer, seem much higher quality, seem like it's much better or actually is much better? Of course. The latter part of Job's life was more fantastic and better than the earlier part of his life. That's what Scripture teaches. God can make any season, any time better, longer, more quality, more enduring. And your life is no different. You are no different. God can bless your time and make it so sweet and so good that the bitterness is lost. And you think, well... No, no. If you're not even sure God can do that, your God is way too weak. My God can rearrange time, undo time, change time, revolve around time, squish time like silly putty, and do whatever he wants because he created time. That's your Heavenly Father. That's the Lord God Almighty. Well, that doesn't really fit with the laws of nature. He's so far beyond the laws of nature, it's not funny. If God decided to sneeze and blow away all the laws of nature, it would happen. Well, that doesn't seem right. Tough. Too bad. One of our favorite words around here. So what? So your objection is that you are upset that God is so powerful he can do anything? Oh. I'm just checking. Keep in mind that when the earth was created and when the universe was created, God spoke, and then there was no matter. There was no matter in existence, and God spoke, and then matter materialized. He spoke existence into being with his mouth. That's pretty powerful. Yeah. Yeah, that's why when you find out what God's word is, it's pretty powerful. How enduring. All the time of mankind. That's how long.
That's a long time, Dave.
Yep, it's good. It's a long time. Is God that strong? Yes. Is he that smart? Yes. And he's that full of love, or he would have went and pushed the button on all humanity long ago. In fact, when he didn't like how it was going in the beginning, guess what he did? Flood time.
That's what he did.
Now he's allowing the season to go longer, redeeming people for himself, and your life is part of his redemption, and your quality, and your life, and your time is a part of his redemption. And you think, you tell me that God can make whatever I've got left or whatever I'm going through better? Yes, our God can do that. The bigger question is, do we have faith that believes that God can do that? It's got nothing to do with prosperity. It's got nothing to do with your perfect life or no struggle or no whatever. I'm talking about God creating in your life quality so much so that your appreciation for what you have far exceeds the disappointments that you've gone through. Isn't that cool? Yeah, it is. When we get back, we're going to do Bible Baloney Beatdown. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water damage, call Mr. Restore.
Who is David Spoon?
We have on the line Tina from Elkhorn. Tina, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing today?
I am doing great.
One, is this the first time you've heard the show?
No, I listen to you every time I get into my car when I leave my job.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Is there anything that we can be praying for just to be in agreement with you regarding anything that the Lord's working on in you?
Yeah, there is.
Okay, fire away.
First of all, I'd like to see my family's hearts turned. Second of all, I am not putting God first, and I'm not being obedient in certain ways. Let me sum it up a little bit. I have a boyfriend.
Okay.
I should answer it. So I really need prayer to get back on track with God.
Okay. Let me pray with you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Let's pray. Lord, we just come before you right now, and we lift up Tina to you, and we ask you right now in the name of Jesus that first and foremost, you would work on her family's hearts, that there'd be a softening and that there'd be a grace and a mercy given to the family and between the relationship that Tina has with the family. And we just pray that your mercy would prevail. And we just pray that you would encourage her. Instead of this being a discouragement, let this become an encouragement that she is a daughter of the Most High, seeking out help from her Heavenly Father. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM. And if you can't
shout sight, you'll have to fight. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach us, 972-445-0770. You're always welcome to call and say, howdy. Website, hemustincrease.org. Email, david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. That's the name of our ministry, He Must Increase Ministry. I love days like today. Am I terrible? I have more fun. You know, I mean, Wonder Julie has to work it, and she has to do the board, and she has to have these sounds and all this other stuff. I just get to share. And for me, it's just so much fun. I live for this. This is the blessing that there is right here for me. This is the best it gets for me, communicating the truth of God with the people of God. Love it. Let's give some acknowledgement to our good friend Johnny Hill. We're moving on now to the sound, to the deluxe apartments in the sky. All right, so Johnny's going to be here on Friday. And he is, of course, the president of Men of God Moving, menofgodmoving.com. You can also go to Facebook and go Men of God Moving. If you type in Men of God Moving on Facebook, it just pops up. Our website, hemustincrease.org, we got a link to his website and to contact him through our website. But menofgodmoving.com, great way to get a hold of him. Great guy, and he will help you in your moving process. That's the one place where you wish that God would speed up time, right? You start moving with the first box, and it just goes, and then you're done. That's what I prefer. That's how I think. Okay, good job for him. Let's do a trivia question, see how we're doing, see how people are thinking. Let's keep it simple. Here is the first trivia question. Not that complex, but it is a trivia question. In the New Testament, the Old Testament, there's 39 books. New Testament, there are 27 books for a total of 66 books. 40-ish authors. The reason they say ish is because Hebrews is really not known as to who wrote it. Nobody could say, Paul wrote it. Or Barnabas wrote it. Apollos wrote it. The Lord showed me this person wrote it. No, the Lord didn't show you that. Bottom line is, it's 40-ish on the authors. All the same thread, the grace of God. In fact, if you really understand the Bible, it's dear human race, Genesis through Revelation, love God. And that's if you really get it. Here's a question. Out of the New Testament books, how many books have the name John in them? Straightforward, simple. How many books have the name John in them? That's it. There you go. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Before we have somebody answer that or call in on that, I'm going to get a chance to do Bible Baloney Beatdown.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello.
It's now time for David Spoon's Bible Baloney Beatdown. Bible Baloney Beatdown.
I'll knock your brains out of your head, honey.
Am I allowed to do that? Is that like in Christian radio? Can you do stuff like that? Well, I did it. Okay, here you go. Bible Baloney Beatdown, John chapter 6, verse 26 through 28. Jesus answered, I assure you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that lasts for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal of approval on him. All right, now we got a caller. We'll take that call, and then we'll get into this answer to what this is. But here's our first caller. This is David. Who am I talking to?
How you doing, brother David? My name is Abraham Reiser. I listen to your program on TED.
All right.
The Christian Station East Texas and North Texas.
All right, I appreciate that you listen to the program, brother. All right, here we go. How many books in the New Testament have the name John in them?
Only four. St. John and 1st, 2nd, 3rd.
That is correct, sir. You are right.
All right.
That is right. Good job on that one. See, there's a lot of people that forget about 2nd John. They forget about 3rd John. But those are crucial letters in the New Testament. Give you a real good understanding of a guy. And then he also wrote Revelation, which we believe he wrote about 95 AD-ish. The estimate is that he was, you know, an apostle for like 60 to 70 years. That's a long time to be an apostle.
Yeah, he's the only one that wasn't crucified or martyred for death. You know, he was exiled to Pilate.
That's correct. That's the historical documentation is what we have on that. Good job, my friend. Excellent job calling in. I appreciate it.
All right, appreciate your program, and God bless you for your good humor and your good biblical information. It's really good. Have a good combination. Some people try to hate on you, but I think you're good radio. Wow. Just a personality.
I appreciate it. God bless you, man.
Thank you much. Have a good day.
God you too. Great job. Great job. All right. I love that. Okay. All right. So, excellent job. Let's get into this Bible Baloney Beatdown. So, I want to talk about this. People are going to get upset. Keep in mind that when I'm teaching something, my goal is not to make people upset. I'm not. I was talking to a pastor yesterday, and he was asking me about the radio show and asking me about, well, what do you do about the political divide? And I just told him exactly what I tell you on the air. Well, I think that the left is interesting, the right is interesting, but I'm more with the angel respond to Joshua, the leader of the children of Israel, when Joshua said, whose side are you on? And the angel went, neither. I'm for the army of God. And so we talked about being top center versus being left or right. And it's like, you can say all you want in all the world, it's fine, but nobody has a single breath anywhere at any point, anytime, ever, read Acts chapter 17, without God's grace. And that's where all things start. So we go there. And so on this Bible Baloney Beatdown, Jesus is talking about people who are following him. He had done miraculous work, and he had also fed the people. Remember earlier, in the show, we talked about John chapter 6, verse 12, how he said, you know, pick up all the baskets, don't let anything get wasted. So here, the people are following Jesus, and Jesus tells them, he says, you're not following me because you saw the signs, but because you ate the loaves, because I filled you, because I took care of you. That's fine. Verse 27, don't work for the food that perishes, but for the food that lasts for eternal life. They were looking for Jesus, not because of the miracles, even though he did miracles, but because of the food. And you're going to get, don't get mad. Take a deep breath. But Jesus goes, you know, you shouldn't really follow me because of the food. Look what he says in verse 27. Don't work for the food that perishes, but for the food that lasts for eternal life. He said, the wrong reason for following me is just food. Eternal life is the reason to follow me. And he says, don't work for the food that perishes, but for the food that lasts for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal of approval on him. In other words, Jesus is saying, look at this food is temporary, but the food I'm going to give you is for eternal life, and that's more important. That is proof. You want proof about what Jesus said? You want proof about the difference between the spiritual gospel and the social gospel? Here, Jesus goes, the food's not important. Eternal life is. And people will go, well, but they would never be able to hear about eternal life unless they had the food. Not true. Jesus told them about eternal life before he fed them. So that's not even true. Eternal life is the key. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Not God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son so that everybody could have Twinkies. Okay, that was not the call. The call was for eternal life. And this is proof that eternity and not social programs is the priority in the mind of God. I understand why they're doing it. In the 1600s and 1700s, theologians, you think I'm kidding, and I'm not, in the Catholic Church and theologians in as the emergence of the ecumenical church and the emergence of the evangelical church, as it all started to emerge and come forward, they changed the identity for which Jesus was as a lamb and savior to a model. And they would teach and communicate in seminaries and all their teachings, all their discipleships, that Jesus modeled the life and that you have to follow the model. But what they did was they skipped the lamb part. And the first thing that John says about Jesus is, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Without Jesus being the lamb, the model is useless. That's where Paul's like, hey, you know, look, if there's no resurrection, we are really dumb. And this all comes down to this key. In the mind of God, eternity is more important. You think, well, why would that be? Well, I don't know. How do you feel a billion years is as important as 90 years? Which do you think is more important? Come on. So Christianity is not this social program. It's an eternity program, and you either get in God's program and get on God's page or you miss it. And you think, that's just brutal. That's just truth. Christianity is not a social program. It's an eternity program, and that's the priority in the mind and the heart of God, to spend eternity with his children. He's not worried about he's worried about the next burger. No, he's worried that if you get hit in the face by a crane, you'll spend the eternity with him and not apart from him. That's what's important. So just keep it straight. That's why all the beginning messages, John and Jesus and Peter and Paul and all of the Bible talks about the first message is repent. Not you're just perfect the way you are. Here's a Twinkie. Okay, that's just not what it is. That's all I'm saying. I got a Twinkie kick going on here, don't I? Okay. All right, we're going to take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly, as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
By the way, I found out just the other day, I know you don't know this, but I found out that I am one of the most hated people in the United States of America and in the world. Did you know that?
Because you're a middle-aged white guy?
Let me help you out here, son. Let me help you out. Not only am I a middle-aged white guy, by the way, thanks for the middle age line. Thanks, pal. I appreciate that.
I'm not that far behind.
Okay, well, that's not the point. The point is, I'm also, ready? I'm also Jewish, okay? So I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm Christian, so I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm conservative. I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm an American. Got a lot of people that don't like me right there. I mean, you see where we're going with this? And I have a talk show. So that's just, you put all those together.
You got me left. Yeah, I love you, buddy.
I mean, come on. You know, just because they love me doesn't mean they're right. And just because they hate me doesn't mean they're wrong.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I think I got that down pretty good. Here in Texas. We're in Texas. I'll tell you one place I don't want to be anymore. California. Yikes. I got out just in time. They are going nuts over there. That's all I can say. Calls 972-445-0770 is our phone number here on the show live. We do everything live the best we can, except for Saturdays. There's like a replay in the afternoon, and I just picked one of the shows I really liked and hope that it blesses somebody somewhere. Website, hemustincrease.org. Hemustincrease.org. Just leave it there. He must increase. John 3:30. He must increase, but I must decrease. I've been a Christian for 41 years. I have so much arrogance and pride. It's incredible. I come before the Lord. I ask for forgiveness every single day, probably every 8 hours. All of that, and here's the one thing I know. I consider it all garbage compared to just knowing Jesus Christ. That is the coolest thing ever. All right, this segment brought to you by our good friend Stephanie Vasquez.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this. I can help.
I like talking to Stephanie. First of all, she's going to be on the show in about 2 weeks from, Tuesday, so Wednesday, Thursday, 2 weeks from Thursday. She is a licensed New York life insurance agent. She got approval from New York Life Insurance. New York Life Insurance Company doesn't do a lot of approval for advertisement and stuff like that. And so we got her commercial approved, which is pretty impressive. You guys don't realize what a hurdle that is. And why that's cool is because she gets to play on the commercial. She gets to have her commercial on the show. Plus, she gets to be praying for all the people we're praying for. Plus, she's there to help you if you're trying to figure out how to put together. Man, I have hardly any money. I don't know what I'm doing. I got a few dollars in savings. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't want it to all just explode one day. I need somebody to at least help me put some blocks together. She can help you put the blocks together. That's it.
that's what she's and you're thinking, well, you know, I need to have $1 million before I talk to somebody. If you have $1 million, you've already talked to somebody. That's all I'm just going to straight out. If you're trying to figure out how to do this and work with somebody who can work with you, then you want to get in touch with Stephanie. Just that easy. She has a link on our website. You can always go to LinkedIn if you're a LinkedIn person and type in Stephanie Vasquez, and then you type in NYL for New York Life. Or, you, like I said, you can reach her through our website, hemusincrease.org. Call her directly, 214-499-5378, 214-499-5378. Okay, now I'm having more fun today than you guys are, because instead of teaching one theory or one teach, like for all four segments, I'm doing four different segments. I'm about to talk about something I've talked about before, and I do want you to understand what's going on. I'll ask a trivia question in the next segment. I want you to understand this because it's important. You will hear me talk about stories, and you will find out that I will not say the exact, maybe not the exact wordings on a story, because I kind of remember it different, but I share the same story over and over again. You think, well, why would you do that? Because it's effective, and because it's true. And you put those together, and like that's why you hear the same story. And people, I was just talking to this pastor. We were talking yesterday. His name is Pastor Kurt. He's a great pastor from Stillwater Community Church in Rowlett, Texas. And we were talking, and we were talking about like four gospels. Why is there four gospels? Well, there's, you know, many theories. Four makes a wall, north, south, east, and west. You know, there's the four angels. There's this. There's all that stuff. There's another reason why there's four gospels, okay? And don't get offended. But sometimes we're kind of dumb, and we need to be reminded again and again and again and again because we need help. So that's the theory behind us repeating. And so, you know, if you'll notice that Jesus taught the same thing, and then you read Matthew, Mark, and Luke, you find out they're the synoptic gospels, synoptic because they see the same. All right, synoptics. And so they're seeing the same, but the reason that it's repetitive is for us to our advantage, so that we can learn, so that we can grow, so that we can seize upon the truth. It's one thing to hear a truth. It's another thing to process a truth and make it a part of your life. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. I'm doing the King James Version on purpose. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So a couple of people in ministry have reached out to me, made me a little bit more aware that there's a little more warfare going on for some people than is normal, or that they have seen in the past. So I wanted to address that, because this is something that's important for Christians to grasp. And that is this: you said yes to Jesus, and as soon as you said yes to Jesus, you made an enemy list. And Satan is your enemy. He hates you with a passion, because everything you do, every word you speak, every thought you have that is in any sense glorifying to God is an insult to Satan. Because he was counting on mankind's rebellious nature to be completely defiant before the Lord. And when you're a Christian, you are flying in the face of the kingdom of darkness, glorifying the Lord Jesus Christ, honoring God in what you do. And so there's this passage here in 2 Corinthians 10:3-5, and I prefer the King James because of the depth of richness that this speaks. It says in verse 5, casting down imaginations. And you think, what was that? That's the stuff that goes on between your left and right ear, the little movie theater that goes on between your left and your right ear, that sometimes is a fake movie altogether. I'm not talking politics. I'm talking about the movie. If you want to call it a television show, you want to call it whatever else, I could care less. I don't care if you call it a Broadway play. Between your left and right ear, there's this activity, and there are imaginary activities that take place. And we are told to cast down the imaginations. A lot of people go, well, Satan can't do that to us. He doesn't have access. Okay, then tell God he's wrong for writing that by the verbal plenary process of the Holy Spirit through the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and also, by the way, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. Here's the bottom line. We're supposed to cast down imaginations, primarily because Satan is the accuser of the brethren, and in his imaginations that he drops towards us is a lot of accusations. Accusations against ourselves, accusations against our brothers and sisters, accusations against people. I'm not saying you're supposed to blind eye and not examine. I would never say that, especially a guy who came out of a Christian cult. I'd never say that in a million years, right? You follow the leader as they follow Christ. Paul said, follow me as I follow Jesus. That's okay, got it, not a problem. But sometimes there is a play that goes on between your left and right ear about something that somebody has done or is thinking or is processing, and it becomes a whole network in your brain, and it's all a lie. Like when you ran into that person at church, we've mentioned this before, and you said, hey, and that person didn't even wink or look at you and totally ignored you, and you're like, gee, how rude they are. And in reality, they're just still fighting off the burrito from last night, and their face is squinting, and they're dying inside. You don't even know that. Well, no, they're just rude to me. And so I told this story before. I'll tell it again. So I was preaching in Flagstaff, Arizona, 15 North Agassiz Street. I was preaching. And man, when I preach hard, I preach hard. I just, you know, I go for it. There's nothing left. I hope there's every demon I hope is scurrying out of the building or scurrying away from the church, scurrying away from the bar next. I just proclaim the gospel with everything I can. I was proclaiming the gospel this one Sunday evening. I was going after it. Maybe it was Sunday morning, but I was going after it. There's this woman in the crowd. What happens? She shakes her head no. And I said, Jesus is the Son of God. Shakes her head no. There's nothing that's going to change what's going to take place because God is in charge. He rules. I'm just going on and on. And what is she doing? What's she doing? Shaking her head no. And I just give a gospel call, give a gospel invitation, do that whole thing. I know as soon as I'm done with this message that I'm preaching my heart out, just pouring it. I'm going to go make a beeline for that woman. I'm going to find out what that problem is right there. I'm going to go right after that. I'm not letting the devil escape in any way, shape, or form. Here I go. She's sitting there with Victor. Victor is a single man who was at our church. I go up to Victor. I go, how you doing, Victor? He goes, great, Dave. Hey, I want you to meet my aunt. I put my hand out. He says, she speaks no English. I'm like, what? Yeah, she doesn't speak English. She doesn't understand. I said, well, she didn't understand when I was preaching that message? She goes, oh, no. She didn't understand a thing you said. And see, in my mind, I'm like, but she's shaking her head no. She's being defiant. She's fighting against the word of God. Or she doesn't speak English. So I was wrong. And I made a mistake. And I built a whole thing around it. That's called casting down an imagination. Because that imagination was that she was being defiant. I bought it. Oh, Satan was in the building, all right, just between my left and right ear on the other side of my shoulder going, she doesn't believe what you believe. She doesn't believe what you believe. You need to tell her. There I am being more and more forceful. She doesn't know English. Dummy. That's why I said dummy in the beginning, because I'm really good at that, being a dummy like that. Hey, don't let the enemy build a program in your brain that does not exist in reality. And make sure it's true before you decide to stand against it. You get what I'm saying? All this stuff in the news and politics and all this fake stuff has been going on for thousands of years. Okay? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Gonna take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Sometimes things go according to plan, sometimes not so much. The Lord will always help His kids, but He does want us to use the wisdom He gave us as well. Insurance solutions are a great key for using preventative wisdom. If things do go in a tougher direction, insurance can be used to fill in the gap. There's biblical evidence for preparing for the future. King David did this for Solomon and the temple. Stephanie Vasquez has joined forces with New York Life Insurance Company to help provide insurance needs to fill in the gap. Stephanie hopes you never have to use the insurance she brings to you for life solutions. But if you do, it's good to know there's someone there who can help. Stephanie Vasquez will help you fill in the gaps. Call her today at 214-499-5378 or go to LinkedIn and type Stephanie Vasquez, NYL. That's LinkedIn and type Stephanie Vasquez, NYL. Stephanie Vasquez, New York Life Insurance, and you. A threefold cord is not easily broken. Ecclesiastes 4:12.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media. And on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section. And it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video. But you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
An important part is to understand the Philistine rulers were political leaders. They were political leaders. They got together for a political solution. That's what happened. That's what happened. The priests got together and made a decision. Instead of trying to overcome the power of God, they thought they'd make an offering to God, return the ark to Israel. That spiritual solution worked. Got that? So political rulers making political decisions, failure. Priests making an offering to God and returning things to their proper place, solution. That's the key, people. I think that's the key. That's what we need. That's why we need a strong spiritual core in the church. Not just you in your church, but the church in large. Trust me. Trust me when I say this. When they start shooting Christians because we're Christians, when it becomes more like China and they start beating us because we're Christians, the denominational issue will fade to the white. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to call us, 972-445-0770. You're welcome to call and say howdy. The website, HeMustIncrease.org. HeMustIncrease.org for our ministry. He Must Increase Ministry. This segment brought to you by our good friend Clint and Mr. Restore.
Today. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Fire and water damage cleanup, smoke cleanup, wind and flood cleanup, sewage removal, any and all restoration services. If you've got anything going on that needs restoration services, Mr. Restore is where you want to go. It's Mr. M-R, Restore. RESTORE.com. MrRestore.com. Free evaluations, advanced drying technologies. They work with all the insurance companies. They're A-plus rated with the BBB, and they have thousands of happy customers. Closely connected to the Adaptive Training Foundation, something my wife and I support, that we believe strongly in helping people who have been wounded or have had dramatic things happen and have had limbs severed. And they are the Mr. Restore, by the way, and Clint. Mr. Restore and Clint, as a part of it, are a strong supporter of the Adaptive Training Foundation. We think that's fantastic. Plus, if you've got any cleanup, anything, anywhere at all, any in any capacity, you want to get in touch with these guys, they have a response usually on site within 60 minutes. 877-631-7576. 877-631-7576. I got to do this. I have a kind of a limited time to do this one little teach, and so I kind of want to drop right into it. It's out of John chapter 11. You're going to find out. I'm not going to read the whole text. I'm doing this on purpose. I'm telling you ahead of time so that there's nothing weird. I'm telling you that I've taken John chapter 11, and I'm using like six or seven verses out of the 40-verse story to make a point. And I don't want to hear, gee, Dave, you have a point, but if you wear a hat, nobody will notice it. I really don't want to hear that. I've heard that all my life. Here is what I want to talk about. John chapter 11, verse 3. So the sisters sent a message to Jesus, Lord, the one you love is sick. This is obviously the story about Lazarus and Mary and Martha. And so in verse 3, it's just a very simple start off. It's like they ask Jesus to help. Lord, the one you love is sick. They're like, help, Lord, help. Now, how close is that to you and I in our situations? Extremely close. Help, Lord, help. I need your help. In verse 4, Jesus' response. When Jesus heard it, he said, the sickness will not end in death, but is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. That's the one thing that nobody wants to hear that is true in every circumstance. And what is that? When Jesus heard it, he said, the sickness will not end in death, but is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. This situation has a purpose. They're worried about Lazarus. Lazarus is sick. They send out to Jesus. Oh, Jesus, hurry, come. The one you love is sick. Jesus' response to his own disciples is, this situation has a purpose. There's something we're going to accomplish here. We're going to do great kingdom works. What we normally want is, Lord, help, Lord, help us, Lord, help us, Lord. And then you hear the Lord go, here I come, you know, and say, okay, everything's solved, resolved and solved. When oftentimes the Lord does things for a purpose, and we don't always like the purpose or know the purpose or even want to see the purpose. We just want him to fix it. Come on, Jesus, you're the fix-it guy, aren't you? Help, Lord, help. That's what we say. But the situation may have a greater purpose than our minds and our eyes can see. Skipping up all the way to verse 17, when Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been dead in the tomb 4 days. Why is that important? Because in rabbinical thought, the soul is thought to have been gone for sure after 3 days. Like after 3 days, that's it. Ain't no coming back. We're done. But it had been 4 days. It was like, done, and odor sinking in, done. Verse 21 and 22, Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you'd have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Yet even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give it to you. So here's what she does, and I want you to catch this because this is what I do, and I'll bet this is what you do often. She blames him, and then she attempts to trust him. Now listen to what I just said. She blames God, but then tries to not step it back, but then tries to trust. Martha said to Jesus, if you'd have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. That's the blame. Yet even now, I know that whatever you ask from God, he'll give it to you. That's the attempt to trust. And we do that. We do this. If you'd have done it this way, well, by golly, I wouldn't be going through this, but now I need you to do something. Now, verse 32, that was verse 21 and 22, verse 32. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, Lord, if you'd have been here, my brother would not have died. Does that sound familiar? It's a family affair. Guilt. We make you feel guilty because you didn't do what we wanted you to do. And you didn't do it. You know, we don't like the way this went. Verse 39 and 40 are the key. Remove the stone, Jesus said. Martha, the dead man's sister, told him, Lord, he already stinks. It's been 4 days. Verse 40, Jesus said to her, didn't I tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? And what's that all about? That's all about God's method and God's timing are not our methods and our timing. This drives me nutty. Because the Lord does something and I'm like, okay, Lord, you got to take care of this. And it doesn't get taken care of the way that I have surmised it should be taken care of. And then I blame it. Well, if you'd have taken care of this, when I said something about this, we wouldn't be going through this, would we, Lord? But now you need to step up and do something else. And then when the Lord does something, you're like, what? This? What's this going to do? How's this going to work? And that's the whole point, that God's method and God's timing are not our method and our timing. The way we perceive something and the way that we wrap around something is not the limitation that God has in processing something. We are like, blame, help us. And then the Lord's like, well, this has a purpose. And it's like, okay, it's just no coming back. This guy's good and dead. And then there's this blame and an attempted trust. And it's kind of like in the family. And then it's like, now the Lord's going to do something. And you're like, what? What are you going to do? You can't do anything. This is crazy. This is nutty. And that's because how God does something and how you and I do something is not the same. And I'm not just talking about finance. I'm talking about relationship-wise. I'm talking about business-wise, structure-wise, in church-wise, building-wise, anything. Career-wise, what you think is all the answers and all the rage and all makes sense is not always what is always the answer, always the rage, and always makes sense. Because you and I have this limited perch, a limited point of view. And God has all of the viewpoint. So it becomes an issue of stopping the blame and engaging in the faith and trust to which we were called. I'm not telling you I'm doing this. I'm just telling you I know we need to do this, to trust him more than we do for that which we face, because he has a handle on it and we don't. And he has our best interests in mind all the time. Okay? All right. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.